Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As always, you know, every Monday night we have Claire Whitman on with us. Her show is Mondays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is called An Intuitive Journey into Your Future, also known as Intuitions with Claire. As you know, Claire's been doing a number of shows over the last couple weeks, and we're really excited to have her on. As you can tell, I am stalling because she has not called in yet, and this sometimes happens with all the busy schedules and everything that we have. So I'm just going to take a few minutes and talk about what I've been up to over the last week or so and see if we can get Claire to dial in. Just got back from Massachusetts. As some of you know, I'm living down in Tampa, Florida right now. And, I just spent the past week in Massachusetts at a place called Kapalo. If anybody knows about the history about Kapalo, Kapalo originally started as an ashram and then eventually became a training place for yoga, and is known for all the different yoga programs they have. Since then, you know, it's become more of a spiritual training facility where a number of great authors and speakers and teachers now teach. It's not strictly yoga anymore, even though they still carry a lot of the great certification programs and stuff like that. I'm going to go ahead and just run a commercial for somebody else while I go screen a couple of the callers and see if I can pick up Claire. And I apologize for the delay in the show. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. And if you get a little silence after it ends, it's because I'm off air, just basically screening some callers, and I'll be right back with you.
Join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then tune in and listen as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on your Spiritual Connections Radio.
Okay, sorry about that. I just saw Claire call in. I'm actually going to try reaching out to her, so I'm going to give you a little bit more silence, and I will be right back with everybody. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Hey, Claire, are you there?
Hi.
All right, excellent. We got Claire on the line, and we are ready to go. So how have you been?
I have been a little crazy in these last 2 weeks. It's been a little bit intense, I'm not going to lie, but I'm just trying to keep myself together and know that I'm going to overcome all of these crazy things that life throws in our way and all of these negative energies that the world just tries to throw at us, bring us down, but I will overcome. I will absolutely overcome. And that's basically that. How was Boston?
Boston was good. I was just telling everybody the story before you came on that I was actually in Stockbridge, Massachusetts at Kapalo.
Okay.
Doing my advanced sacred geometry training. And had a chance to study under a teacher called Maureen St. Germain, who is actually out of New York City. And it was a really good class. It's I think if a lot of, like yourself and a lot of people out there, if you've been to different training seminars, it's really interesting to see who is in your class and what the backgrounds are and what their experiences are and what you see when you see everybody come together. And I'm always amazed as I go from one training to the other based on the different type of teachers I've studied with, the type of people who come to the programs. And this class at the Kapalo for the week was not an exception, just an incredible group of people from around the world who had flown in for it. And a very nice small class, which was great. We only had 11 students total.
Oh, my goodness, that's great. I love intimate classes, smaller classes, because you really have the energy contained, whereas in larger groups, is always good, but there's always so many different energies that come at you one by one. So it's definitely different when it's smaller.
You know, just to kind of switch it up a little bit tonight, you want to just start taking some callers while I go and screen some more callers?
That would be phenomenal.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and flip somebody on here. Rose, you are on the air with Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Not a problem. Where are you calling us from?
Jersey.
Oh, from Jersey. Wonderful.
Uh-huh. And it's hot here, extremely.
Oh, I can imagine.
My question, Claire, is what do you see for me in the romance department?
I can see right now that there are kind of a few different options that you're entertaining, but you're not quite sure on which route to go. Is this correct?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm feeling like there are two different people around you. I feel like there's somebody kind of that you've been thinking about from your past and a little bit more of somebody presently.
Yes, that's what you mean, yes. But the one from the past,
you
know, isn't around me at all, so that's why I didn't understand you.
I can feel like his energy is around you a little bit. Have you been thinking quite a bit about him?
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard from him in like 2 years. And I don't know. What do you see with regards to him?
I really feel that he cared a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel like his mind would always scare him away. Is that correct?
What would scare him away?
His mind. He was fearful.
He was fearful.
He was like,
what?
I feel like he was fearful of commitment.
Do you feel
that way?
Yes, mm-hmm, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he didn't know how to verbalize his emotions. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. Lack of communication.
I do really feel that. What I can also sense is that he's been thinking a lot about you. Do you know if you've just recently gotten out of a relationship?
I have not heard anything in 2 years. I don't know where to find him. I don't know anything about him. And that's funny that you're sensing him, you know, in my, you know, his energy, because he's gone. He doesn't exist in my life. Do you see
that's
him
amazing.
Getting in contact with me?
I do. I'm going to be very straightforward. I do, but I don't feel anytime soon. I'm feeling sometime around like the end of September is what I'm picking up on, because the same way you don't know how to get in touch with him, he doesn't really know how to get in touch with you is what I'm feeling.
Oh, he does.
Did you have mutual
for a
friends?
While. He does. He knows exactly where I live. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the communication problem again with him. I don't know. So I will be hearing.
I do feel like you will be hearing from him.
Okay,
I'm back, Claire.
Good luck. Thank you for your call.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jill, you're on with Claire.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. What part?
I'm in North Chicago, but I'm actually 50 miles north of Chicago.
Really? I used to live in Wicker Park. I miss
okay.
Chicago.
Okay, so
wonderful.
You weren't that far. I'm up by, like,
yes.
Waukegan, so you would know where Waukegan is.
Oh, yes, Waukegan. Yes, yes, yes. I'm familiar with that area. Joliet, Tinley Park, Orland Park. Very familiar with the area. How can I help you today? What's your question?
I've had a friend, you know, a girlfriend. We go back, you know, over 30 years. And she has a side to her. She's a Gemini. She has a side to her that's the world's greatest friend. And then she has a whole nother side to her where she's extremely difficult and defiant and defensive. And I've been trying to heal some things in myself. She doesn't understand. When I say up, she says left. If I say no, she says, you know, another day, and it's constant, and she gets defensive, and so I haven't talked to her for several months, and I don't know how to, I don't want to just walk away from her, but I can't live like that anymore. Am I making any sense?
Absolutely. Have you voiced this to her?
You know, the problem that I've been doing a lot of healing is I was never allowed to express myself in my family, so I just freeze up, you know, I just let it, I keep stuffing it because I'm honoring the good side of her, and it's been building up over years now.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm full. And then the last time I tried to talk to her, she bit my head off and attacked me because she's defensive over something that wasn't even worth being defensive over.
I see. What was this about?
She's telling, I'm trying to heal. I come from a family who was very abusive to me. And I'm trying to heal it and come to terms with some things. And she is not that deep. So she just was saying, you just need to get over it. But she can't take anything. You know, like she has a feeling and she takes Xanax.
I see. I'm going to be very straightforward with you. I think that there's a very big part of her that is very intimidated by you and all of the progress that you've made in your life these last few years. Because, like you just said, you have done a lot of healing, but I'm not judging. She takes Xanax. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that a big part of her is very envious of that. I do see you two patching things up. I'm going to be honest, but it's going to take another 6 months because I see that she's holding on to too much anger.
Towards me.
Yeah, I really do feel that. I don't know why, though. I have no idea why she would hold anger towards you.
I think this is what she does. It's like she thinks we're still 20. So I think she thinks a good friend is hanging out with her, but she doesn't think. So she wants to go hang out, but she picks the time when there's a thunderstorm. So you get caught in a thunderstorm just to come on back home. She does this constantly.
Exactly.
And so then you don't want to do anything with her, or you're going to go out to eat, and then she changes the restaurant, and then you're driving around like you were 20, and it's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly.
So she sees it as I'm rejecting her.
I totally see what you mean, and I think
I think she's angry at me because she's feeling rejected, but she's being unreasonable.
Very unreasonable.
You know, I asked her to go to the beach. She gets there, and then she's like, well, can we go to another beach? And then she gets angry when I say, no, I'm not going to drive around looking for another beach. She's unreasonable. And it's building up inside of me, and I can't take it anymore.
I don't blame you.
You know, I don't even think she knows she's doing it.
I think you should write her a letter, but I do feel like you two are going to become friends again for sure.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Is she going to be shocked by how I've been feeling?
Probably.
Okay. I think so, too. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Is it Vivian?
Yes.
Hi, Vivian. It's Claire. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I just want to know about what's my next step. Because I'm right now.
What's your next step?
Yes. Because
Where are you calling from, Vivian?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Oh, wonderful. What I feel is that you've always been very career oriented. Is this correct?
Yes.
And I feel like now you're trying to adapt into your love life. Is this correct?
Yes.
But I feel like the person you care about is not really reaching out to you. Is this correct?
It depends. Are you talking about my husband?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of support to me, but I'm right now because I have a job back. It only lasts 3 weeks, and then I have several interviews. I never get a job. So right now, financial situation, everything kind of turned me down. So I'm confused, you know, what's my next step?
what your next step is, I feel like you need to get involved more so with your relationship and your love life, because your career is going to come together. I don't see that there's going to be any issues with career. But what I see is that there's going to be a lot of issues more so in your relationships if you don't start fixing them now. Communication, futuristic realization of what's coming next, opportunities. I do see that there is a lot of good that is ahead of you, but you have to stay very, very strong. Good luck, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Tabitha?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Tabitha, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from scorching hot New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, tell us what's going on up there in Jersey.
Oh, nothing but the heat. It is crazy.
I could imagine. What's your phone call? What's your call for?
I'm calling in reference to I'm going to court July 23rd on Tuesday. I'd like to know what's going to be the outcome of that case.
What are you going to court for?
SSD.
Say that one more time.
Social Security Disability.
I feel like you are going to be, the court is going to be in your favor, but I see that whatever they owe you is going to take a little while for them to pay it back.
Okay, so I'm going to win the case. That's amazing.
I do see that you will win the case, yes, absolutely, and congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for your call.
Daniel? Or Danielle?
Yes. Danielle, yes.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
I was wondering what you see happening between the man that I'm in a relationship with and myself.
Tell me about him. What's going on?
Well, we've been together for a while, and I just want to know where you think the relationship will go.
I'm going to be very straightforward with what I feel. I feel that you've made him very comfortable in this relationship, so he's not really feeling any need for a commitment or a deeper commitment. But I feel like you need to talk to him about taking the relationship to the next step, next level. And you'll start seeing a very big change in him because he really does care about you a lot. And there's a big side of him that's afraid to lose you.
Okay.
So I
Do
feel
you
like
think
you have to communicate.
Live together?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Good
and
luck.
Lastly,
thank you for your phone call.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello?
I'm here. What was your question?
All right. Sorry about that.
Hello. No problem.
Allison?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Oh... not too bad.
Okay, where are you calling me from?
Arizona.
Oh, wonderful. How are things out there in Arizona?
Oh, they're hot. Oh, yeah. I'm in desert country. So
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Okay. How can I help you today?
I don't know. Do you take health-related questions?
Health-related questions?
Yes. Some readers don't.
Absolutely.
That's fine. Oh, you do? Okay. I have a distressed tooth, and I've been doing a whole lot of different kinds of modalities, natural modalities, healing, prayer, things like that as well. Some days it seems like it's on the upswing, and other days it seems like it's two steps back. So just like this, I want to keep this tooth. I don't want to... And by keep, I mean save it from a root canal. So
yeah, you don't want to extract it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Bad teeth are the bane of my existence. I have had teeth problems since I was very, very young. So anyway, I'd like to see if there's something else. I really don't know if there's anything more I can add to my repertoire here that I'm doing, but I'd like to hear your input if you have any on this at all.
I'm going to be very straightforward. I've actually had a client in a situation very similar to yours. And what she and I did together was we did some chakra balancing, more concerning the throat chakra and the crown chakra. And what's happened, what I think you should do is definitely look into a little bit more of that, because it does have a direct connection with your teeth. If it's something that you want to have done a little bit more intensely, it's something that I could work with you on, just give me a call outside of the radio show. But definitely, I think some chakra balancing will really help you.
Anything else on the more, what's the word I'm looking for? Mundane side?
I hear you. Hello?
Anything more on the more mundane side? You know, herb? I don't know what else to add in terms of herbs.
Oh, sweetie, you are so going in and out. I can barely hear you. It sounds almost like you're drowning.
Sorry about that. We had a bad connection there.
Okay.
Sonia?
Hello?
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Sonia. Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help?
I had a question concerning career.
Okay.
I recently applied for a position, and almost the next day, I think it was the next day, they called me in for a test. And then by the time I got home, it followed, I got an email saying, you know, we want to schedule an interview. Can you come in the following Tuesday? And I did, which was this past Tuesday. I mean, I felt, you know, very well, you know, in an interview, and the two gentlemen that interviewed me felt well about the company. I mean, I am employed now. I like where I work as well, but things are not good, and we even had a talk with our boss, and he's our boss, and he said, you know what, you know, update your resumes and whatnot. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but just in case. So that's my situation. That's why I'm looking.
So you want to know if you're going to get this job?
Yes.
I do see that you are going to get this job. You're not going to hear from them Tuesday coming up. You're going to hear from them next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. No, because I was just at an interview this past Tuesday.
I know. I see that you are going to get the job.
Oh, so you think I will hear not this week, you mean next week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. God, I had asked him, I said, what's the next step? Would you let me know, I mean, would it be like next Friday, I mean, this Friday? And they said, no, before. So I guess it's going to be another week.
Exactly. But you will hear good news, though.
Well, I guess I'll be very excited.
Absolutely.
Now,
keep me in contact for sure, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, Marie?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. What was your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anna Marie. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, wonderful. Tell me, what is your question?
My question is regarding to your career and love life. It's actually like a two-part question.
Okay.
I'd say it's a career and love life. Currently, right now, I'm working for a government agency, but I'm in a temp agency working through, so contract to it, into another company. And I was wondering, will I become a permanent fixture within this company, or will I be offered a permanent job within the government part of the company?
You're going to get a permanent job in the government part of the company. And I see that happening around November.
Okay, but the contract that I'm on ends in September, so I'll be out of work for 2 months?
Probably. I don't feel like you'll be out of work, but I feel like you're going to get the permanent part in November.
Okay, and do you pick up anything else general with my love life?
I'm going to be very honest with you, sweetie. I feel like your love life is all over the place.
Okay.
I feel like there's a man that you're thinking about. Who is this man?
His name is Gerard.
Tell me about him.
He's going through a personal situation that he's waiting to clear up. and he said 12 weeks, but it seems like it might be taking longer than that to clear up the situation, the legal part of it.
Is it something with jail?
No, it's not jail.
Tell him to make sure to clear it up, because if he doesn't, I don't feel like he's going to be out for very long.
Okay.
This is what I'm feeling. But I do see that there is a good relationship that you two have, because there's a really strong connection that you two have. You have a past life connection with one another, is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Good luck. God bless. It was very nice to read for you, and definitely give me a call anytime.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, how are you, Claire?
Hi, I'm doing well. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sure, my name is Jayana, and I'm calling
from where?
New York.
And oh, wonderful. How can I help you?
I have a question. I had a friend of mine, and I had a falling about 6 months ago. And it was someone that I was interested in romantically, and I thought they were interested in me romantically. We had a falling out, and it's already 6 months later, and we haven't spoken. Are we going to reconcile, and is he the right person for me? Because I think it's karmic. It's such an ugly way that we haven't connected. How things ended, it was bad.
Is there an age difference between you two?
We're the same age, but I would say I'm the more mature party.
I can feel that for sure, for sure. What I can sense about this person is that I want to say that this person was very attracted to you physically, mentally, spiritually. And I sense that the more and more deep you two got in a friendship, the more and more he would pull away.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense that you two will reconcile, mm-hmm, as friends, but I'm feeling like you are projecting a very negative energy in your love life. Not that you're a negative person in any way, but there is a very negative energy in your love life that you are projecting without even realization. And this is the reason why there hasn't been any kind of patching up to the relationship.
Okay. So that was the reason why we separated, was because I'm projecting negative energy?
That's what I'm really feeling, yeah. It was like he would give it more of a definitive excuse, but I feel that he was so close to you, he was so drawn to you, that he got afraid of you because of the negative energy that you were projecting outward.
We were scared that we would leave each other, so we ended up breaking it off anyways. Ridiculous.
There you go. So you got exactly what you manifested.
Right.
Okay. You definitely need some spiritual healing is what I'm picking up on. You should give me a call sometime outside of the show.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, but there will be a reconciliation and we'll be friends again.
I can feel that, yeah, for sure.
He was my best friend. That's why it's bothering me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. No problem.
Hey, Karen, you're on with Claire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Karen? How are you, Karen? Oh, my goodness. Hi, Claire.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much, Karen. How are you calling from?
Oh, my goodness. I'm calling from Boston. Sorry about that.
Oh, wonderful. No problem at all. I grew up in Newport, Rhode Island. How are things back there?
It is hot, hot, hot.
I can believe it. It's been a scorcher apparently across the nation. So, you know, this global warming thing, there has to be something to it, because yesterday it was freezing.
You know what? I say the exact same thing. Yes. Yes. They've been warning us for about a good 15, 20 years in regards to this.
Uh-huh. For sure. For sure. What is your question today?
My question is in regards to a job interview that I had about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I really, you know, the interview went well. I feel that it went well. And I really felt that it would be a great opportunity for me. And I'm still waiting to hear something back from them.
Okay. What was the interview for?
It was actually for an office manager.
I do see that you are going to get this job. The only reason that they have not reached out to you as of yet,
mm-hmm.
I feel, is because they were interviewing a couple of other people, and I feel like right now they're weighing out the decision, and I do see that you are definitely the front runner.
Wow. Do you see me getting the job?
I do, yeah.
Yay,
great. For sure. Congratulations, and I will talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you. God bless to
you.
Pam, you're on with Claire.
Yes. Hi, Claire. My question is, I hurt my wrist. Do you see it healing on its own?
Yes, I do. I do see it healing on its own. You may need to wear a cast, but I do see it healing on its own.
Do you know how long it will take?
It's going to take about 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Thank you for your call. God bless.
Miriam, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. It's Miriam in California.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I seem to always be bugging you about finances. I just want to know if there be an improvement of money coming in my life soon.
Yes, there will be.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Thank
God you. God bless, Miriam, and thank you for the call.
All right.
Why don't we go ahead and we'll just take a quick break. Everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this show or any other shows that we air, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Right now you are listening to Claire Whitman. She has her show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. The show is called Intuitions with Claire. If you want to find out more about Claire, and she is, of course, available for private readings, healings, and all types of other types of work, you can find out more about those services that are available during her working hours at www.thehealinggallery.com. Anything else you want to add to that, Claire?
No, I think you covered it.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and pull somebody else in here. Come on. Lisa, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Just wanted to find out when will I hear from this distant boyfriend of mine?
Oh, my goodness. Tell me all about it.
Yeah. One minute he's sizing up my ring finger and talking about me moving to see him, and yeah, it disappeared.
Where does he live?
Maryland.
And where do you live?
New York.
Okay. I think that he does want to commit to you, but I think that he wants to feel more secure in himself before he kind of takes you on as the biggest commitment in a positive way he'll ever make. I don't feel that he's fooling around in any way, but I really do feel that he cares about you. But I see that he gets his priorities mixed up. He feels like, I can't do this because of that, and I can't get here because of there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. I'm an empath, and I totally agree with what you're saying. I just don't understand, because I made him promise not to disappear the last time I saw him, because I kind of felt like he was going to do this. So it's...
Uh-huh.
And he disappeared.
I see what you're saying. But he's a guy, so they have tendency to do that. So it's sad, but true. But I really feel like your relationship is in a good place. I definitely do pick that up.
Okay, great. Thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks. Bye.
So, Claire, what do you want to talk about tonight?
What I want to talk about tonight is more of finding ourselves and self-healing and self-positive energy and getting a balance within us and revealing a lot about our past to ourselves personally. There may be some of those areas in our life
that we don't want to explore? Maybe like some hard times in the past that we just are like not happy with. We just kind of, I guess you could say, shut that out. But I really do feel that from time to time, not always, we have to look back at those times and see how we have grown and see how we have developed into better people, more positive people. Sometimes we developed into worse people from that stage, but we don't even realize it. And for me personally, there's a time, and it's hard for me to talk about, but I am going to be very, very, very transparent and just put it all out there. There was a time when I wanted to deny my gift. And I didn't want to have anything to do with being spiritual or the healing techniques or kind of just like, I didn't want to be spiritual. And I wanted to be like a lawyer because I thought that that was something more, I guess you could say, practical. But the more and more I look back on that time, I see that I was just flat out lying to myself every day. And there was such a strong spiritual side to me that I could not put away. It was something as simple as like drinking coffee in the morning. I would feel like such a strong connection. There was a spiritual guide that was trying to communicate with me, telling me, Claire, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not really going to become much of being a lawyer because you're not very good at arguing. So it was like I couldn't put it past myself. I couldn't put my spiritual side past myself. And when I look back at it, I was so sad lying to myself. So whatever it is that may be in your past that you're having maybe a doubt about, look back into it. Look into it a little bit deeper. Find out about it more and see how it makes you feel and see how you've developed from it, what you've learned about yourself through it, because it will really, really, really bring you, it'll bring you to a good place that you know that you've grown from. And growth is so important in our everyday life, in our walks of life. We have to grow every single day because if we don't, we're going to get stuck in one place, in one dimension, and that's never fun, and it's never a good thing either. That's definitely the way that I'm feeling about it. Do you ever feel that way, Mark?
Yeah. I always find with personal work that it always feels like an onion. You know, you do a lot of
layers, yes.
Yeah, you think, okay, I think I got this covered. And then, you know, you get into a situation where you learn something about yourself that you're kind of like, well, you know what, I guess I didn't have it covered. You know, I got to go look at this other area. And, you know, the way I do that is when I coach people and I say to them, you know, do you have anything you need to work on? You know, they're kind of like, no, I don't. And I'll say, okay, well, what makes you angry? You know, who makes you angry? You know, is it your mother? Is it your father? Is it your partner? You know, and stuff like that. And, you know, they'll say, well, you know, the guy I just broke up with, you know, I had a lot of problems and I was always angry with him and stuff like that. And I say, well, you know, let's look at that, you know. You know, in a lot of situations, what we learn through our relationships or interactions with other people is more about mirrors for ourselves. It's that idea that I keep on repeating to people over and over again, which is you're the only person that can make yourself angry. And a lot of that is you talk about the nature of reality and how we interpret the experiences we have in life. It's about understanding that, you know, it's all on how you interpret something. You can look at any situation and you can look at it in a bad way or you can look at it in a good way. You know, I understand that there is some really difficult situations out there. There's some serious crimes. There's things where people get really sick. You know, in some cases people die. In a lot of those situations, we're kind of left, if we understand the role of the soul in growing and how a lot of our experiences are really meant to mature us, to help us understand ourselves, to grow, it's kind of hard in a lot of situations to look at some of these very difficult experiences and say, wow, it's really hard for me to find a lesson here. You know, that could be, you know, the wife that, you know, lives with an alcoholic and beats her and the kids. You know, you look at that situation and say, mm-hmm. well, that's a really negative situation. You know, what is the lesson there? And, you know, I think it talks a lot of, you know, we can jump to the subject of forgiveness. And lots of times, you know, when I talk to people about forgiveness, they say, well, you know, I can't really forgive them for what they did. I can't forgive my father for what he did. And in a lot of those situations, they say, well, you know, forgiveness really isn't saying, you know, that you're okay with the actions that that person did. It's more about, in some situations, understanding that there was a lesson for you to understand about what happened. Mm-hmm. There's another side of it, which is really being able to kind of let go of that energy, you know, to kind of say, you know what, I'm going to let that go. It happened. It was a really bad experience. I learned from it, or, you know, I can kind of move past it. But that doesn't mean that you're moving past it and saying, you know what, it's okay that they did that. So lots of times I can get people to move forward with forgiveness if they understand that it's letting go of carrying that burden, that experience, versus having to somehow find grounds to forgive from the purpose of forgiving them by saying almost like, oh, well, it was, you know, it was okay, or maybe they had a reason for it or something like that. And that's not the case. There's a lot of situations where we can forgive people for stuff that we can generally say in the nature of reality that this is an action that this person should never have been allowed to do to another soul. So I'm just kind of jumping around. I have a lot of different thoughts and everything. But it is amazing that, you know, as it comes through lessons that that when you think that you're finished, it's when you realize, oh, you know, here's another layer and stuff like that. So, you know, what is your experience as you coach people?
My experience as I coach people, I find that they will be okay to a certain degree, and then they will have tendency to relapse, which I guess is the way in pretty much anything. And what it is that I notice is that when they become stronger in themselves, that's when the relapses kind of like go away. Because I've noticed that when I coach people, I have a tendency to be very, very hands-on, very, very close with them, communicating every day, working on things. And then when I start to pull back, that's when they kind of break down a little bit. Not that I'm like, I don't know if it's a separation anxiety that I have from my clients or that they have from me. I just feel like we have to branch out without the guidance or maybe the security of somebody to lean on or a crutch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely feel... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think in a lot of situations, and this isn't just with us, you know, working with other people. This can be people in relationships with other people. You say you got to make sure
uh-huh.
that you don't want to fix, you know, I see this in a lot of relationships, especially codependent ones. You want to make sure that you're not putting more energy trying to fix everything than the other person is. You know, you want to you want to make sure that you're not the one that's basically doing all the work. And
okay.
It's really tough when you get into a situation where, you know, one person is doing all the work. They're really, you know, like one of those previous callers we had this evening where she was definitely the more mature person in the relationship. Now, of course, it sounds like there's some other stuff that she's working on, understanding herself and what energy she was bringing into a relationship. You could see that she had the more advanced energy of the two in the relationship. And that's not unusual. I mean, we get teamed up with different types of people, different types of souls, energy, for the lessons that we're learning. And it's not unusual for a senior soul to come in and then thus find out that they got more work to do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of what happens when I talk to people as they move from relationship to relationship. I think we kind of touched on this before, and that is there's some cleanup to do and some work to do before you go into another relationship, because you know, what are you bringing with you? How are you going to impact the relationship? If you're not learning the lessons, you know, this is a lot of situations. If you want to see proof in this, there's a couple types of proof you'll see. You'll see people who have been married 4 or 5 times. You'll see people who go relationship to relationship and go, you know, I was talking to this woman the other day, and she goes, I just don't understand why all these men treat me badly. And I said, well, you know, you got to understand, you're on your 5th relationship. You're generating the same experience. The common thread here is you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then we're actually able to start to work and figure out what's going on and how we can have that person step up to be the best that they can be. But I have a story to share with you, if you'd like me to tell you a little story about forgiveness.
Please, yes.
And stop me if I told you this before, but it goes back a number of years ago when I was in my mediumship development circle for a short time period of about a year and a half. I actually did mediumship. I studied with Janet Novak up at Lilydale, which is a spiritual community up in New York. And I also studied under John Holland for a while, did advanced mediumship training. And a lot of my great spiritual friends that I have to this day were actually people I met at the event in Maine a number of years ago. So we flash forward to a time period where I was in a mediumship development group. For people who aren't familiar with that term, a mediumship, first, a medium is someone who has psychic abilities, so who also has the ability to speak to people who have passed over. There's a running joke or a general idea that everybody's a psychic and every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is the medium, and that's because mediumship requires a different type of talent. It's not something you can learn. Psychic ability, I can teach people. Mediumship, you really have to have the gift to be able to develop it. At least that's my rules.
I agree.
But there is, the story is that I was in a development group. That's where a number of mediums sit together and practice with each other. And we love bringing in people from outside because after a while, you know, everybody's mother, father, grandfather, whoever's passed over when you work with the group long enough.
Uh-huh.
But I was working with one of the people in my group, and I had gone in an energy that I had never recognized before. Normally, I'm able to connect very quickly and be able to tell you who it is that's here for you. Sometimes pets come through, which is really neat. But in this situation, I actually had two energies, and I had never seen that before in all the different mediumship work that I had done. And I was trying to figure out, well, what's going on here? So I'm feeling into it. And what starts to happen is I notice that one of the energies is really, really high vibrating. That means like a really high level soul, a lot of energy, almost like an angel level. And then the other energy was like real, real heavy, very, very low vibrating, almost like what we call a dark entity. And I was trying to figure out what in the world was going on here. I was like, wow, this is just such a mix. And I've never had two energies come through when I've asked for spirit to come through and, you know, stuff like that. And what we realized is that a spirit guide had brought through her father who had passed over.
Oh, my gosh.
And he basically came through to her in the group and said, you know, I want to apologize for what I did to you when you were a little girl. I was supposed to be your father and take care of you. And I, you know, I did a lot of things that were inappropriate. We know what all that is. And she starts crying, and I realized at that point that what had happened is that the father was such a low vibrating energy that he couldn't come through to ask for the forgiveness. So a guide, an actual spirit guide, actually had to escort his energy through to actually allow him to give that message. And that whole conversation, because she kind of turned to me and said, you know what, I can't forgive him. And I said, well, let me tell you this. Forgiveness is not saying that it's okay what he did. Forgiveness is saying that you can let the energy go and you can let it go and you don't have to carry it anymore because it was a heavy burden for her for most of her life. And I said, you know, you can let go of that energy, you know, but it doesn't mean you forgive him for what he did. And she was like, you know what, I can do that. And she says, you know, I do forgive you and I can let this go and, you know, And she wasn't saying it was right, and she wasn't saying it was a lesson she had to learn. She was just basically saying, I, as a soul, will no longer carry this negative energy of these feelings, knowing that I was connected to this situation. And that the spirit took off and the energy cleared and everything like that. But just a powerful, interesting way of looking at lessons, looking at communication, and looking at sometimes that closure between two people. And I've seen this because I've done healings, and I found out after the fact that I did a healing on somebody last year that had actually, I had been doing the healing for a week, and they had actually passed away like 2 weeks ago. I was like, well, why am I connecting, you know, why am I connecting and getting permission from the higher self to go ahead and do this healing if this person isn't even alive anymore? And what you realize in these situations is that just because someone passes over doesn't mean there can't be closure, that there can't be healing and everything like that. And in those situations, you find out that you can actually complete contracts. And it's one of the interesting things when I talk to a number of my friends who basically travel around the world and do mediumship work. One of the aspects of mediumship work that they never really think about is they don't really think about mediumship work is the fact that you can actually complete a contract between someone that's here and someone who's passed over, and that it actually can complete some work between the two of them by allowing that mediumship communication to take place. I think that's because most people, they want to just hear messages, or they want to know that someone who's passed over is okay. And I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I'm just saying that there's more to mediumship than that.
Wow, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. Totally fantastic. I really, 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 really like that. Because like you said, a lot of times, I've never gotten deep into mediumship because, honestly, it's too hard for me to communicate with a client who has lost somebody so dear to them. And I'm a very emotional person as it is. So when they'll communicate to me what happened, I think I get my own feelings mixed in. You know what I mean? I mean, I may not be able to communicate it clearly enough, and it hurts, and I feel their pain, and then I kind of feel the pain of the person that has passed on, so it kind of freaks me out overall, so it's not something I try to connect to too much. But the times that I have, those were exactly the situations. I wanted to know if they're okay, what has happened, connect to me, tell me something. But there is so much more deep, there is so much more depth to it.
Yeah,
I think
it's one of those things that just comes with a gift that you and I have, and that is we're both gifted as empaths. And for people who aren't familiar with that, an empath is somebody, I think we heard somebody else recognizing that earlier as one of the callers saying, yes, I understand because I carry that energy or I have that ability. And a lot of us do. It's actually normally a part of a lot of psychic ability, and everybody has the ability to be psychic. So when we talk about an empath, we're talking about the fact that you have the ability to actually pick up on people's energy. So lots of times you can find out that you're depressed or you're sad, and it actually has nothing to do with you. It's actually because you're picking up on somebody in the room, somebody at work, somebody, you know, that you pass in the street, and you actually automatically do that. And it's funny because I'm kind of guilty of it myself, that when I get something, I don't ask the question of, well, is this me or is this somebody else? And I'll be calling a friend and I'll go, boy, I feel so depressed. And they'll go, Mark, did you ask if this is yours or not? And they go, oh, man, I can't do that. But when you do mediumship, it actually is kind of hard when you have that ability because, number one, most of the time when spirit comes through and they're trying to tell you how they passed over, you feel how they passed over. So if it's a heart attack, you can actually take on some chest pains for a second. And then on top of it all, you're actually connecting with the person you're doing the reading with. So you have the ability to connect with them, and you're feeling their sadness, their process that they're going through. And then all of a sudden you're sad and you're crying almost. And, it's kind of hard to do that if you're trying to give them a good message and, you're just basically, you've totally lost it because you're just so emotionally connected. And then all of a sudden it connects you and links it in what's called the trigger. which is it's like, oh, yeah, I remember when my grandmother died and how close I was to her. And all of a sudden you're crying because you remember your own grandmother. And, you know, so.
In there.
So, as always, it's amazing how quickly a show goes as far as an hour.
It sure is.
It's always great to have you on. And let me just give everybody the info. You've been listening to Claire Whitman, and this is Intuitions with Claire. She is on every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30. And if you missed any part of this show or any past shows, you can go to our website, which I'll give out in a minute, which has links to all the past shows. And you can download them to your iPod and get them through iTunes and all kinds of great stuff. And, of course, the replays are available on the Internet at any time. Of course, you can purchase Claire's services, and those are available through her website at www.thehealinggallery.com, and our website is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I am going to say goodnight until I talk to you next week, Claire, and have a great week, and it's always great to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you all very soon.
All right. You've been listening.
Good night.
You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.